All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the set of the Tanya Joy Show, but not just the set of the Tanya Joy Show. You are also going to see the set of the Amber May Show, because you have reached the Amber May and Tanya Joy Show that we try to do every month. We would love to do it more. It's one of our favorite things to do each month. We are so glad you've joined us. There are so many things to talk about. Dianne Feinstein died today. There is stuff all over Twitter of these horrible kids that are being beat up at schools across the country. There's the impeachment going on. There's Katie Hobbs out of Arizona. There's just so much. We're going to talk about all of it. You're not going to want to miss 1 minute of our show. It's basically a news recap with the two of us, and it's fun. So if you're new, be sure you are following both of us. You can find us both on our Rumble channels, the Amber May Show or the Tanya Joy Show. You can find us on Rumble. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Clout Hub. Amber is on Frank Speech, and we will tell you more about that as we go. But if you're new, if you're watching on the Blessed News Network, welcome. We're so glad to have you. If you are not, you can watch me on that network. You can also download the app and watch on your phone or your smart devices whenever you like. All right. Well, we're going to get things rocking and rolling here. So stick around. We will be right back. Hello, y'all. This is Tanya Joy, and I am so excited to announce my involvement with the Celebrity Softball Classic coming up on November 4th, 2023 at the Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Never have I been honored to be part of a celebrity sports event ever. I know music and the stage. I am so excited because everything we're going to be doing is to benefit our veterans. There will be 200 tickets given away free to veterans, first responders, and their families for every $1,000 donation. So if you can help out, please go to CelebritySoftballClassic.org and donate today. We're also looking for corporate sponsors. Please call 817-308-5476. Go over to CelebritySoftballClassic.org and pick up your tickets now so that you can join us as we thank our veterans and first responders. We should be donating close to $200,000 to over 10 different charities. Past celebrities have included Matthew McConaughey, Isaiah Stanback from the Dallas Cowboys, Eric Warfield from the Kansas City Chiefs, Chaz Taylor, pro wrestler, Tommy Harris of the Chicago Bears, and this year, yours truly, Tanya Joy from The Tanya Joy Show. Please join me on November 4th in Frisco, Texas for the Celebrity Softball Classic. Grab your tickets now at CelebritySoftballClassic.org and help spread the word so that we can thank and support our veterans and first responders. God bless you, and I will see you there.
Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin. Set up your telemed appointment and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AMBERMAY, one word, and that'll help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children, so one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender, I put a pill in there, I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AMBERMAY, and save some money.
Thank you.
welcome back, everybody. Every time I see that, I remember that we have to update that opener.
I know. We're both so busy, so it's hard to always remember what to do.
You're right. I know. I see it. And I'm like, oh, that's my old logo. I forgot. Uh-huh. It's the original. It's the OG. So anyway, it's so good to see you. I love doing our show together.
It's going to be fun. And how exciting for your softball tournament. I mean, that's really cool.
Is that not hysterical?
Oh, great.
I think it's so funny. I'm so excited to go, and I'll get to see my sister. My nephews will come. And of course, my nephews are already like, she can't play baseball. Why are they having her do that? She doesn't know how to do sports, you know? I'm like, don't worry. I'm just going to be there to be dressed up nice. And I'm actually going to try. They said I could bring some of my recording gear and get interviews. So I'm going to try. I actually got for the first time, it's over there, one of those gimbals. You know, you could put your phone on and then use it. So I have to learn how to use it, but I'm going to bring it and try. I've got, you know, my little lapel mics and see if I can't get some footage while I'm there, you know?
And right, you know, these days our cell phone cameras are so stinking good. I mean, they're so good that you could totally do something like that, get a high quality video, and no one would really know the difference.
I know. They're really good. So I'm excited. I'm excited. I think it's going to be comical in a way. I'm like, I don't think I'll be playing. I don't think they're going to put me out on the field. So, but it's going to be fun. I'm really excited. And the best is that it really honors and they help the veterans. So last year, I think it was, they were able to raise enough. They actually built and gave a house to a veteran who had lost both of his legs and just blew him away. And he was a veteran that, you know, it's like they weren't asking for anything, and they raised enough money. They were able to do that. And I just love that. You know, both of us, we love giving back to our veterans and first responders. I mean, you know how that is. That's very close to home for you. And so it's really awesome that they're doing that. I just love it. I'm excited and feel so honored to be part of something like this.
Yeah, I'd feel honored too. So you're going to have to tell me all the details. Like, I love your travels. I'm going to live vicariously through all your fun things that you do. So like, I can't wait till you call me and tell me all about who you've met, what you've done. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited. Well, today's going to be a good show. We could not have planned this better. Like, you know, there's so much. You want to start with this Feinstein thing?
Yeah. The swamp is slowly getting less swampier. We have Nancy Pelosi gone. We have Dr. Fauci gone. Nancy Feinstein gone. Mitch McConnell should be next because he keeps having these mini strokes. He shouldn't be able to be in office when having so many issues, cognitive issues. We need our elected officials to be able to make decisions on our behalf. Fetterman is another one that might need to resign.
I mean, this was huge. This little video is, I believe,
I remember that one.
This was like recent, I think.
Yes,
I think
it was like about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago at the most.
Was it? I thought it was yesterday, but maybe it's not. But they've got her in here, and I don't have the volume on, but ultimately she's talking away. And the people next to her keep interrupting. And you see this young guy, they keep coming over.
You need to turn the volume on to that. You need back it up a little bit and then play the volume.
I have to change my settings. So hold on and hold tight, everybody. Let me change.
She's 90 years. I think she was 90 when she passed on. I'm like, why don't they retire? Why do they have to hold on to power so much? This should be a sign that these people are in it for the job. They just love to keep the power. This is a great video.
Okay, listen to this, everyone. Tell me if you can hear it.
Senator Feinstein. Mm-hmm.
Can you hear it?
Say aye.
For me?
Aye.
Yeah. I would like to support a yes vote on this. It provides $823 billion. That's an increase of $26 billion. For the Department of Defense, and
they're like, oh crap, we don't want her to say that.
Submitted.
Just say
okay. Just
aye. Thank you.
She had to be told to say aye.
Right. Come and on. Not just once, but multiple times. They're saying, just say I. Just say I. No, just say yes. Just yes. And the fact that she would go in and read how much more money they're going to give from what, $27 billion to $800 billion to the DOD. Just, oh gosh, don't say that. Just say yes. Just say I. I mean, it's incredible that this is our government, you guys.
And Joe Biden, if you could see her getting told what to say. We all know Joe Biden's being told what to say every single day, every single day. Speaking of Joe Biden, he came to my state this last week, and this is what is super weird, okay? He was not greeted by the governor, secretary of state, or the attorney general. He was greeted by the mayor of Phoenix. Why do you ask?
Why?
Because all three of these people left Arizona. Well, they were actually technically here when he showed up, but they were all planning on leaving that day. Mm-hmm. And they had, within 5 hours, the Arizona treasurer found out she was going to be acting governor for a little bit. And so none of them greeted Joe Biden, or the mayor of Phoenix did. And then all three of these people left Arizona. I mean, all of us are like paranoid. Like, what were they doing? What's the new shoe to drop? What right. are they planning? Like, it was so strange. And then we find out Hobbs and Joe Biden flew on a plane together. And then they started working out deals about this McCain library. And then all of the sudden, you know how we mm-hmm. talk about a uniparty?
Yeah.
This is the evidence of the uniparty. Because John McCain was the Arizona Republican Senator for decades. And he was swampy, swamp, swamp, swamp. He loved D.C. He didn't really represent Arizona. He represented Washington, D.C. And to prove it, you go on Twitter and you see all the Arizona Democrats in office supporting this library, supporting John McCain.
Yeah, something is great. I mean, look at, I love this, like what you were just saying. So this is a post on Twitter. So let me get this straight. For everyone who says nothing's happening, Feinstein passed away. Millie stepping down. Canada House Speaker resigns. Senator Menendez is indicted. Katie Hobbs is missing in action. Fetterman's doubles are so noticeable it's hilarious. Chris Christie is referencing people as cartoon characters. Marina Abramovich, again, huge, is made ambassador to Ukraine. And the Clinton Foundation is going to help rebuild Ukraine. I mean, it is, it's comedic. It really is comedic what the heck is going on. I don't fully understand. I would love to say this is all going on and tomorrow we're going to wake up and it's all going to be flipped. I'm very curious, you know, that this October 4th thing is coming with the EAS, the emergency EMS system, right? Test mm-hmm. that's going to be 30 minutes long, that's very unusual. They're never usually that long. I'm curious with all this other stuff going on, like what are they prepping for? Something... Well,
if you go on the website, they do give a caveat that they could change the date and time. So they're saying October 4th, but on the website, they are opening themselves up to changing it. One of my friends said, we should all turn off all of our electronic devices and give it to the government. And we're not paying attention to what you're doing.
It would make, I mean, could you imagine if everyone did that? But there's no way, because we've all, our lives are so dependent on these stupid mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm. Everything we do is surrounded around our phones and our watches and our iPads and our computers. But it would shift everything pretty fast if everybody would do that. It would only take 20 minutes and be over.
The new media is on phones now because we are not subscribing to the mainstream, which is driving me nuts, because anything I watch on there, I'm like, that's a lie. That's a lie.
Right.
That's a lie. I'm like, I don't know how other people can believe it to be true, because you and I have been digging into stuff for a while now. So we can call out the lies right away.
Yeah.
I was watching Bannon. And he always has great clips. And we just like watch it. I'm like, that's a flat out lie. And that's a flat out lie. And that's a flat out. It drives me crazy. And you know what they use? So we're going to talk about a bit of the impeachment. I think we are. Mm-hmm. I was watching a bit of the impeachment. And you know what drove me nuts? The Democrats that were in the hearing, they started talking about everything that has nothing to do with Joe Biden getting impeached. They started talking about the two-time impeachment President Donald Trump. I'm like, how about the two-time exonerated
President Donald Trump. They always flip the script to make him sound like he's so bad, like he did something wrong. They falsely accused the man two times. They had no evidence to back up their claims. Actually, they manufactured the evidence that came out in court where Hillary paid to have this document, fake document, created with her own money. I mean, that was documented in hearings. So they always want to flip it. And then they start talking about other things that had nothing to do with Joe Biden. And then they're always on Twitter lately. They're praising Joe Biden and they're praising the McCain Library. They're calling it a democracy. So I've been repeating back to them. I said, first of all, we're a republic, not a democracy. And second of all, Joe Biden sold national security just to get himself rich. He's a traitor to the American citizen. Why are you praising this man? He's done nothing but betray the United States and all the citizens in it with his offices, making himself super rich. Like, I'm so disgusted by our system right now. It's me so too. Gross. So
the small. Whole thing is just, yeah. Well, and speaking of swampy, I was just looking up because I wanted to talk about just for a minute, like, the reality that Katie Hobbs, like, was not the governor. You know, like, people don't put two and two together because this news comes so fast and it's a cycle that, I mean, we have stuff coming out faster than we can blink, you know? But like, that's very strange. Like, she signed over her governorship, like what you were talking about earlier, they show up and then that's probably why she did it, because she was leaving. But still, and then now you saw the picture, she shows back up and she's got like a butch haircut.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck is that? Would she sign her? She signed off for being governor so she could go get a haircut? I mean, that is the strangest thing.
It is.
Yep. And so I was looking at that, but now this is new. I don't even know if we saw this. And I just want to share this since we're just kind of doing a bunch of news right now. This is what's going on in New York City today.
Oh, geez.
State of emergency. The subways are flooded. Look at this.
Oh, my gosh.
This is 25, look at an hour ago. So a state of emergency has been
called.
What is
that, an octopus? That's crazy.
I think that, I don't even know if that's real.
CGI.
Yeah, no, that's fake.
But that's funny though.
Yeah, that was funny. So they've called a state of emergency, but the schools are still open.
Okay.
So something is not right. You guys, like, you know, you'll be able to tell obviously what day we're filming this because this is literally live. This is 21 minutes ago.
So what are they saying caused the flooding? It's always curious.
That's what I'm trying to look. It's just saying, I don't know. But you know what I'd be real curious to figure out? In fact, I should search for it while we talk. So this was today. So yesterday is when Katie Hobbs is missing in action. Today, Feinstein dies. And now this is going on. I want to look up.
Crazy.
Because I bet you that there are prophecies about flooding coming to New York City.
I had no idea that was even happening. So you just educated me.
I just saw it when I was looking at Katie Hobbs and all of the stuff that people are saying, what's going on? I mean, New York City is completely underwater.
And you know what I'm excited about? Because Joe Biden, again, national security issue, has allowed the United States to be invaded by foreigners. And New York City is complaining that they've been overrun. My congresswoman said a number to me that the New Yorkers said they have like 7,500 illegals in their state. I'm like, welcome to Arizona, where we have quadrillion. I don't even know how many are in our state. I mean, there's so many getaways and the numbers just are insane. But we do know in Eagle Pass, in just one day alone, 11,000 people came through Texas. And we know that Joe Biden gave over 400,000 amnesty green cards to people from Venezuela. So he is really upsetting even the Democrats, because just recently, the County Board of Supervisors in San Diego, California, Democrat state, right, are stating an emergency, needing more federal aid because they cannot handle the capacity of illegals coming into their state. Mm-hmm. And now New York's complaining about it. California's complaining about it. I'm like, thank you. This is something both parties can come up and agree upon. This is a national security issue.
Yeah, it is. And it should be something that should be stopped. I mean, the number of children that are crossing the border without families, this is horrifying. Like, this is absolutely, honestly, did you ever think, or could you have ever thought, like 4 or 5 years, 10 years, let's say 10 years ago, that this could ever, all of this, like just the first, what we've been on here, 20 minutes, the governors are disappearing. Like, you know, there's fakes. Everyone knows that there's fakes of that guy that you meant. I forget his name.
Oh, Fetterman.
Fetterman. Everybody knows that. I mean, that guy is, I don't know who he is. I don't know what they're using him for, why they would bring someone like that. That doesn't even make sense. Why
because
they would bring.
He doesn't have all of his wits about him. So he can be easy. They could be like, just like what we said with Feinstein.
Yeah, that's right. Whoa. They need stupid.
Just like they're doing Joe Biden. He's just a puppet. I mean, right. He doesn't have his wits about him to make any decisions whatsoever. So he doesn't.
Can you imagine? Did you ever think that you'd live to see such a day?
Nope. Nope.
I mean, we're kind of in the middle of the age group, I would say, because we've got kind of the group of above us, 50s, 60s, you know, some 70s, obviously. But, you know, a lot of those people, they have known about this. This is what I'm noticing. I'm noticing that there's some in that age group, a lot in that age group, that they were like, we've known this is coming for a long time. We've mm-hmm. been aware. We've been waiting for mm-hmm. it, whatever. Our generation, it seems more of us have newly woke up over the last mm-hmm. 5 years, decade, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the younger ones, it seems like there's still some younger, but it almost seems like there's a gap down to then like the young ones, like the 20s and the ones that are really like, whoa, they're going to be changing the world. It's just crazy to me. I never thought that I would live to see such a day. And to see things kinda... Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say where, you know, we've seen the prophecies, we've seen God is telling people what's coming. I can't wait to figure out which I'm sure there was a prophecy about this flooding. I would even
I've heard
Paul Polney's calendar to 29.
Well, I've heard a couple. I think Julie Green, maybe Amanda Grace. I've heard a couple talk about the flood. The flood is coming, that they won't be able to stop what God is doing, and that they are going to be swept up in the flood. I've heard that from them.
New York City. Now we know New York City also, that is the landing place. It's like one of the main, you know, I know that the first landings is not New York City, but New York City is the hub for the financial hub of the world. Yes. It's also Broadway. It's yes. where the theater started. In that mm-hmm. same area. I mean, we've got where original immigrants, that's where they would have first come in yep. legally and done it the right way. And so it is pretty interesting that it's under a state of emergency on the last, what is this, the last day? Maybe one more day, but the end of September.
Yeah, end of September. And then they're also now raising their voice to the illegal immigration, the open border. I'm
yes.
so glad now,
huge.
You know?
Huge.
Yeah,
that we're seeing.
I love
that.
It. We're seeing a fracture in the Democrat Party where they always are step in line with each other. And that's what so frustrates me about being in the Republican Party, where yeah. my congresswoman was telling me how that if something doesn't go a certain way, the moderates are going to vote with the Democrats. I'm like, why? Why can't we just stick together as a party
right.
like the Democrats do? They stick together, lock and key. They don't deviate.
I know it. The Republicans are terrible. The Republicans are terrible. I mean, look at, okay, we could go into our little group, our little mm-hmm. patriot group. There are, and I'm just going to say it, and I'm sure people are going to hear this and they're going to get mad at me, but I don't fit in anyway, so who cares? I'm not part of the in crowd with them anyway. But here's the thing. There are so many frauds right now within the patriot conservative mm-hmm. movement at a very large scale. I mean, we've got Dennis Prager saying that it's okay for pornography and saying
not only that.
Yeah, what's
not
the other
only
one?
That he says that man was there's some men that cannot help but be attracted to other men. Okay. And then he also wants to talk about how he also believes in his Judeo values that it yes. is a sin to be a homosexual. Those two don't match. God never would make someone a certain way and say, it is impossible for you to change. Therefore, I will never have a relationship with you. because I've created you to be sinful all the time, and where you haven't had, you don't get even a say or a choice, where right. I've just created you. No, those two statements don't match. All I know is that all have fallen short of the glory of God, every right. single one of us. And if God says that sexual sin is a sin, then there's a way to be redeemed out of that. You are not correct. Born that way to where you have to, no matter, you don't have any choice in the matter, where there can't be a change of heart. Because God also says, as a man thinketh, so is he.
Amen.
And he also talks about you can renew your mind.
Yes.
You know, there's a renewing of your mind that can
happen. That's how we're transformed. I mean, it says be transformed. So be changed. You can be changed by one thing. Renewing your mind, yeah. refreshing it, like when you do the reset on your computer,
yes.
reset your mind. But you have to reset your mind to the scriptures. You can't reset it to something that's anti-scriptural, anti-biblical, right. because that is anti-God. And you guys, that is anti-Christ. It is part of the anti-Christ system. It's part of the anti-Christ spirit. So all these things, like you're saying, that's all part of that system. And then you think about Dennis Prager, who, like, oh my gosh, he's going to say all of this. Did I lose you? All right, you guys, we had a quick little blurb in there because the internet went out for a second. So we're back. We're still talking about all this. But I love what you're saying, because this is why I love doing shows with you. Because like we can talk about the news and we're bringing you truth of what we're telling y'all what's going on. But then we're bringing in, the Bible talks about all this. This should not be a surprise to us. And the Bible gives us the answers and the clues. So this whole Dennis Prager thing, yet again, it's the same story with Russell Brand.
Russell
Brand, another one, right?
Yep.
So, but here's the thing. I just did a show about him and Andrew Tate, and look at the conservatives who believe Andrew Tate is a good guy. There are a handful. Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens did huge exposés in support of Andrew Tate, of all things. We've got Dennis Prager saying.
And she also did Dennis Prager. Yeah.
So you guys, yeah. we have to wake up.
And I'm just surprised at Kurt, because he was just sitting there because it was a TPU event, and he's sitting there listening to Dennis Prager say on his broadcast in front of all these students that, you know, there's some people that cannot choose who they love, that some people are just destined to love yeah. a man. And yet he was also quoting Leviticus, and he didn't stop him from saying anything. And I don't understand that, because the two ideas cannot match. Like I said,
exactly.
just minutes ago, and Amen. He just sat there and let him say this stuff on his broadcast and to all these people. And then he also talks about pornography, and he even said that cartoon pornography isn't a sin. I'm like, yeah, that's gross. Pornography is a sin. And so he's okay with pornography. And he even yep. blamed it on some of the women, I think. It's hard to remember all the clips.
He did, yes. Because remember, I think that we did a little... Did you and I do that? I did a show about that, and I played the clip over and over because I remember hearing it and being like, nobody's talking about this. Nobody's calling him out about this. Mm-hmm. What is going on with the conservatives? There is something that is not right within mm-hmm. the conservative, Republican, patriotic. And I'm not talking, you know, when you say Republican, it's the Chris Christie's. It's the ones that are totally in the elite. They don't even count, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. They're all part of the other party. Ignore them. But then you've got the next layer where it's just sort of conservative and patriot.
Mm-hmm.
And that group, there is a lot of cleanup that needs to still happen
mm-hmm.
because there are a lot of frauds. There's a lot of this nonsense, like the Dennis Pragers, like the Candace. There's a lot of, it needs to get cleaned out. And I think we're still going to see it, because God is moving. God is doing something. I mean, it's actually exciting to me to see. I hate to say this because my heart breaks for the individuals. The people of America are the ones that are being killed off. They're the ones that are getting hurt. It's a war. There are casualties mm-hmm. and they're the casualties of this war. And that is heartbreaking to me. And it could be any of us. It really could. And that's why you have to know that you know Jesus and he knows you and that you have given your life to him, because none of us are guaranteed what's coming. You know,
yeah.
God's been gracious. I mean, you and I are here. Our families yep. are well. We've been healthy. Praise God. But we don't know when it could hit any of us.
Mm-hmm. And to say, and for Dennis Prager to say that is impossible for people to change, that have same-sex attraction, that's not true, because we both know a gentleman that has come out of that lifestyle. I just interviewed a man, and you're going to have him on the show, who came yes. out of that lifestyle. And there's always something that sends someone down that path where it's not, if God said it was a sin, he wouldn't create someone to indefinitely live in sin. He wants a relationship with that person. And when you listen to George's story, he talks about how God pursued him, yeah. protected him in some really dangerous situations. He protected our friend that we both know. He saved that guy's life. He went to yes. heaven and met God. All right. So yeah. to tell me
so through
that
the trauma. Yes. Yeah. Through that. Oh God. Mm-hmm.
You tell me that they're destined to never have a relationship with God, that God doesn't love them, that's just the way they are. I'm sorry, I'm not going to buy that, because what you're saying is they're forever condemned to hell. No, I don't buy that to be true, because the Bible says all have fallen short of the glory of God. Not just this group, not just that group. All have
exactly.
So you can't
exactly.
quote to me Leviticus and then tell me on the same breath that, well, it's impossible. They can't. It's just uh-huh. who they are. There's no way that they could love a female. Don't tell me that. You can't condemn a man for
that's
forever.
So good. And
you just can't.
So good. That's so, so good. And it's, you know, this is a personal topic. It's a hard topic for me. There's been a lot I've seen, because I follow so many different voices about what's going on. And there's so many images coming out of these transgenders that have had these major surgeries, and they're mutilating these people. They're mutilating them there. And of course I get it. I mean, I know that they don't understand. I mean, you know, my daughter, she gets pissed off when I say stuff like this. She doesn't agree. She doesn't see it that way. Her dad doesn't see it that way. That's okay. God still loves them. He mm-hmm. will go. He is going after them.
Yes.
Our job as believers in this day is truly to be praying for all these people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I pray for my ex-husband. Like, I should have probably prayed for him when I was married to him. I'll be honest, I didn't do it back then. It's probably part of the problem. But now I pray for him. I pray that God will reach him in the middle of the night through dreams and then angels, because he knew God. He knew God. And so did my daughter. And when somebody knows God, and most people, they're particularly that are caught up in this, they have a backstory, and they yes. were raised in the church, and they yes. did know God.
Yes. That's what George said. That's what yes. George said on my show. If you want to know the story, go to the AmberMarieShow.com, go to the Rumble channel. You'll find the story about George. And he said a lot of the people in the LGBT community, they were raised in church, but they still struggled. And the way the church reached out to them, or the way the church dealt with them, was very painful to them. And it would make them so angry towards God that they just stopped wanting to pursue a relationship with him. But when you hear George's story, and our other friend, I'm not going to name his name, but when you hear our other friend, and where they were both in really bad circumstances, our friend literally was stabbed and died, went
right.
to heaven
and left,
had an encounter with God. Yes.
Yes.
And came back and had a whole change of heart, loves God immensely, transforming of the renewing of your mind is, you know. And same with George, he is now realizing that George realized that it wasn't so much he was attracted to men as much as there was this relationship gap between him and his dad that God mended together. It's a beautiful story.
Wow.
George has such a beautiful story.
Yeah.
I mean,
I didn't listen to all of it because I wanted to wait until I had, have him on my show.
Yeah. Beautiful
story.
But
I mean, it's just, And he's not the only one. There's a lot of stories right now. There's more and more and more of them coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And people talking about the reality of what God's doing. And if we could, I say this to myself because I've been hit real hard the last couple of days. And just down, really down and depressed. And I think it was an attack. I really do, you know? And it's hard. I don't want to get out of that when I feel it. I get tired and I don't want to be like, all right, well, I'm going to say the right thing. And just like, sometimes there isn't much strength within us. There really isn't.
Right.
And that's where, and I was saying this morning on a little clip I made, we've got to reach out to each other right now. We really do. I've got a sweet friend that I met. They're worship leaders in Memphis. And after I met them, every day, I would say almost maybe every day, they send me a Bible verse and like an encouragement. And I don't know that it's just for me. I don't care. It is every day something I need to hear. And we need to do that for each other right now because we are in really dark times, but we're also, I think, on the verge of really good times.
Me too.
So it's such a, we're in, you know, you've had babies. Did you have C-sections or did we? Oh, you did. Okay. So when you're having to push the baby right before that transition stage, you want to get up and leave. Like literally your mind thinks when there's no drugs involved. My last one, I had drugs, so I didn't experience it. I only experienced it with my second. But when you don't have anything in your system, you just let your body do what it naturally does and it all goes good. The transition stage, which is people are going to be like, we do not want to hear about having babies. I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm not going to get graphic. But the transition is the last stage before the pushing, right? And the pushing births the baby. So just say before the birthing. But the transition stage in a woman, her brain starts to revert to pre-pregnancy because the hormones are shifting because the placenta and all the stuff that's happening hormonally within the woman, it's shifting during that transition to go back to pre-baby, pre-pregnancy. So the woman gets classified, if they were to put a scan on you, you would be classified as insane during that small time. I mean, this is fascinating to me. I researched this.
No, it is fascinating because I tried to give birth to my daughter. I tried. And I think I know what you're talking about because I was, after 14 hours of trying to have her, the doctor's like, no, we need to do emergency surgery. And I was like in this twilight phase. Like I felt like, I don't know, like I didn't know I was swearing up a storm. I thought I was just being very kind to everybody, but apparently I wasn't because my mind was just in this different spot. I don't know how to explain it, but what you're saying makes a lot of sense to me.
It's weird. And then
so
that because of that, the person thinks they could just leave. They're like, I'm done. Like I can't take another minute of this. I'm done. Well, think about what's going on in our world.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a transition. We are in a transition from one age of humanity. Literal, we are in a shift of the ages. Like it's not just a decade switchover. It's not just a centennial switchover. We are literally switching out of an age into a new age.
Yeah.
It's no wonder so many of us, why it is so up and down, why our earth is crying out, right? Why all these things are happening, because we're in this major transition. But the great thing is, as soon as, I mean, it just takes a second and you birth the new thing and the baby's there and you don't remember about any of that stuff.
No, it's so true. The Bible says a woman's going to forget her birthing pains. It is so true. Like you hold that baby and you forget all that pain you were
everything.
In. Yeah. And you're like, I would have done that all over again. Just
isn't that crazy? Like right then and there, in a matter of like, what, 3 minutes? You're like, oh, let's have another one. What?
It's so true. It is so true. I would have done that 1,000 times over just to have my child. And that's one thing. See, when parents are dealing with hardships of their own children, just like, you know, George's dad really cared and loved for him. He didn't always know the right things to say to George. And that one day God brought them together. to where this communication barrier ended and they had this beautiful relationship. Because when you are a parent, you would go to hell and back to reach your child. You would go to the farthest depths of the sea to get your kid. There is nothing that would stop a good parent, a parent that truly loves their child. They would go to the ends of the earth for their kid. And unfortunately, there's an enemy that talks to our children and says, oh, your parents really don't love you. Right. They really don't care about you. And that's so unfortunate, because until you become a parent, you don't understand the depths of the love that a parent has for their child. And it gives us a glimpse of the love that God has for us. That little glimpse, and God says he is love. So the idea of how much God loves us is incomprehensible to us.
Right.
But he gives us a little insight of how much love he has for us when we get to have children.
It's so true. I mean, I think about that all the time with my daughter. With a lot of the stuff that I'll follow, there's days that I can't go through my feed. I can't scroll. I can't even handle seeing the news. Mm-hmm. When I see what the devil's doing to our kids, to our society, and then to know I have a daughter out there in that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of incomprehensible for me a lot of the times where – and I know other parents feel that way. It's a very strange feeling. I mean, I wasn't, you talk about labor. I had a very, very long labor to birth that child. It was a long process. It was a very difficult pregnancy. There was so much that happened. But my gosh, if I saw her today and someone drew a gun, I would give my life for her in a second.
For sure. For sure. And not even a thought would cross your mind.
Like the devil has taken them. And I know I'm sure I'm going to get crap for saying this on air, but the devil has killed them. He has killed who God, he is trying, I guess I should say, because God can raise from the dead that mm-hmm. which is killed. So,
and I wouldn't even say he's trying, because remember the Bible says he tries to kill, he kills, steals, and destroys. Mm-hmm. He is trying to destroy and kill. But when you hear the testimony of our friend and of people like George, you realize God's still pursuing them. Yeah. They always have a choice at any point in time to come back. And what does the Bible promise parents? Train your kids in the way they should go, and when they are old, they won't depart from it. That is a promise that each one of us can take to the bank. And it took George 25 years to really go back to his roots of what his parents were trying to instill in him and show love for him. And he went back, and now he has this beautiful relationship with God, a God that he hated so much that he wanted nothing to do with. And I can understand that hate. I really can, because when I lost my third child, I had so much hate for God. And I was a Christian. Yeah. I was a pastor's daughter. I was raised in church since I was born. I loved God. And then I hated him because of the pain that I went through. And it usually comes down to pain.
That's what we do, though. It is. It is. Man, the pain and trauma. That's what the devil has been doing, to bring pain and trauma as deep and as wide as he can. Because like you're saying, that's when we get to a place where we're like, I can't even talk to you, God. I can't stand you. Like, I remember I got to a place where I would say, fine, I love you, but you are not a good God. You are not a good God, because a good God, like, I understand when people say, how does your God let bad things? Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I know he's good, because I know that in the midst of it, he's crying out and going, God, my children, please come and lay your head on my chest, and I will restore your soul. For sure. And I will give you joy unending. And I don't know how to explain that. It doesn't make any common sense, but it's what he does.
And like George, when he talked about God coming in and rescuing him at some of the really awful points in his life, God did that for me, and I couldn't see it in the pain. In the midst of the pain, we are so blinded by what God is doing in our life. And after he spoke to me and he healed the deepest wound that I had in my heart, that's when I saw all the places where God had been all along, where it didn't feel like he was there, but the whole time he was there, and I got to, I looked back and I'm like, wow, he never abandoned me like I thought he did, because I was convinced he abandoned me.
Yes.
How is a good God allowing me to have 3 miscarriages? I can't have a baby. Identity crisis. I had my own identity crisis.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like less than a female. I had my own identity crisis, and my identity isn't, can I have a baby? My identity isn't that I have boobs. And my identity is that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. God knit me together in my mother's womb. He rejoiced over me with singing. He knows when I lay down and when I rise up. He knows the hairs on my head, and that he loved me so much that while I was still a sinner, he died for me. Yeah. That's my identity. And that's what you and I have to start telling the world, because they've been given a false sense of identity.
That's right.
The wicked one that has wanted to kill, steal, and destroy has given people an identity that is not true. Amen. And we are here to tell people what their true identity is.
Amen. This is a good show. Yeah. This is really I hope this is blessing. I really feel like it is. Like, I feel like, you know, we started talking about the news and we never know where we're going to go or what direction we're going to go. But I feel like, I know for me, this is touching me. And I have a feeling that our two stories are really going to impact some listeners that are out there. So, you know, if that's you, maybe we should even pray for people today at the end. So that.
Oh, totally. But I think that through the pain, because you and I are both gone through stuff, and to a degree, you're still going through it, because until your prodigal daughter comes back, there's a piece of your heart that's always going to be missing.
Yeah.
But I just am believing with you that God will bring her back, just like we hear of testimonies of people. And like, we have that promise we can stand on with God. He doesn't break promises, not like man does. He doesn't. So when you can't be next to your daughter, God is still there trying to intervene on her behalf. Our pain is helping people lead to freedom.
Yes.
Taking that mantle of hurt that only God can lift off the shoulders. Literally having a come to Jesus moment with God. And it was brief. Yeah. It wasn't very long. It was brief, and it was enough that he did the surgery on my heart. He healed that wound that was so, 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 so deep that no one else could fix it. Just like what happened with George, a pain so deep, no one else could fix it. And he had a coming moment with Jesus, just like I did, just like you did.
Yeah.
And that's going to bring hope to the hearts that of all these people that are just have so much pain and baggage that they're bringing in.
Amen.
So this is a great show. So I hope, for sure it's going to help someone, right?
Uh-huh. Because this is, like you said, when people start to realize the falseness, right? And that's kind of ties it back to what we started by talking about, how false the government is and how false these politicians are, and they're not even real. And look at what's going on here. This is like a circus show, for crying out loud. I mean, it seriously is. It's like when they said the greatest show on earth, they were not joking. Whoever created that, I don't know where it first came, but whoever first said it, they were right on, because that is what we are seeing. But in the midst of it, we are being given these opportunities to surrender to God, to bring our baggage, like you're saying, to bring the pain, to bring the trauma, and make the decision, because I believe he is pursuing people right now. We wouldn't be seeing stories like this if there wasn't a pursuit from God the Father after his bride. There wouldn't be any stories. It's impossible. The only way we're having these stories is because God is on the pursuit right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for everybody listening, if you're feeling pursued, if you're feeling like he is, you know, calling you to something, or you're feeling convicted of something, it's not hard to repent. It's really not. There's no condemnation. God's not out there to bang you over the head. He's just asking to surrender. He's just saying, I heard, there's another guy I met at an event. And again, he's got this beautiful story, same thing, same exact type of story. And he said, God said to him, I didn't ask you to not be gay. I asked you to surrender your gayness, your life into my hands. Just surrender yourself into my hands. Don't worry about that. And then through that, because God is so kind, he changes our desire. We can't mm-hmm. change our desires on our own.
Oh,
none of us can. Not one of us can do that. And it's a continual journey. You don't learn to do it in one area and poof, it's all better. You have no other. This week, I've been dealing with jealousy. I never have been a jealous person in my whole life. And like over the last couple weeks, I mean, obviously, I guess maybe I was, but I never realized it. And God keeps bringing it forward. You need to repent of that. And I'm like, oh man, I'm jealous. This is terrible. I never thought I was jealous. And I am. And so we surrender it and we wrestle with these things and we go, but God, make us like you, because the more we are made like him, the more we can help others and the more we can be an example of his goodness and his grace and his love.
If anyone is tired of feeling pain all the time, you wake up and you're hurt and your heart hurts and you're just tired of feeling the pain, this is your day. Today is your day to be released of that. And it's a simple thing. All you have to do is ask God to remove the pain, and it's that simple. I mean, it really truly is that simple, and he will take care of your pain. He'll fix those wounds inside your heart that no one can get to. So if you're tired of feeling the way you feel, there's a change, and it's called the transform by the renewing of your mind, where Jesus Christ can come in and take that wound that no one else can fix. Amen. And he shows us examples in the Bible of physical healings that he's done with the blind and the deaf and raising people from the dead. So if he can do all those things, he can definitely heal the heart and the pain and take those issues away from you. But you have to want to do that. He's not just going to do it until you want him to.
Right. This is really good. I mean, I love this. This when these kind of shows like this happen, it makes me want to keep doing the shows because this is what our world needs right now. Mm-hmm. We need to deliver the reality of the news, deliver what's going on. This is what you're seeing. Here's what's true. What's true is who God made us to be. What's true is what the word says. And you know, we are told in the end days that guess what? Eventually there's a 1,000-year reign. How exciting is that going to be? Like, I hope we're still alive. I hope it transitions into that while we're still alive. I really
that would be so cool to hear the trumpets, because the Bible says everyone's going to know. It's going to be like any ordinary day, and all of a sudden these trumpets are going to make all this sound, and everyone's going to see the return of Jesus Christ, like everybody. And what a day that will be, right? Isn't that what the
whole glorious, glorious day. I love it. I want to sing that now. That is, oh, it's good. Wow. Well, this was a great show. Is there anything else you want to end with or close?
Nope. That's it for me. I mean,
it's pretty good. Yeah. It's God is good. Well, let's pray really quick and then we'll close out. We just want to pray over all of you that are listening and are watching. So Father God, I just ask that you would be present over every person that listens or sees this show. Allow your Holy Spirit to rest upon them like a warm blanket. Allow those who are to be woken up to you in a new and a fresh way to have that be known right now. Let them know and feel in their spirit that you are speaking to them. And God, I ask that you will continue to call your bride home, continue to awaken all of our hearts, all of us, every one of us, God. Continue to show us the areas that we need to surrender. Continue to show us the things we have to repent from every single day. And allow us to get there faster and faster so that we can just walk with you at all times. And God, we pray for this nation. Keep us protected with whatever is to come. Keep your remnant protected. And be merciful, God, on our nation. Please be merciful on our nation. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you guys so much for watching the show. If you want to reach Tanya Joy, the easiest way to do that is going to tanyajoy.tv, and she posts where all the social medias you can find her. You can find her on Rumble. Where else are you at?
Cloud Hub, Bless News Network, Facebook, Twitter.
So definitely follow her there.
A lot of places. But you're on Frank Speech.
I'm on Frank Speech. I'm on Rumble, Bridian BitChute.
Yeah, Bridian. Tell them about your Bridian show that you're doing.
Well, once a month, I get to guest host for Dr. John Diamond. And so it just aired a couple of days ago. So you could watch it on his platform, American Unhinged, or you can go to Rumble and find it there under the Amber May Show. Also, I think you're going to be guest hosting, right?
Well, I know I need to reach back out to him because he offered me to do it. So I have to figure that out. It's a little scary to me, but that's I wanted exciting. To talk to you about it. So we'll talk about it afterwards. Yeah.
So you can find me at theambermayshow.com. All of my contact info is there and where you can find me.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. And we're going to just give one more shout out to a couple of our sponsors. Both of us are self-supported, just so you know. We do this basically for free, and but we love it. But if you love it and you're touched by it, be a donor, be an angel donor. I heard you say that on your show, and I love it. Be an angel donor. You can support both of our shows or shop and use our codes. We've got great companies that both of us partner with. On Amber's website, you can find all of her partners. On my website, you can do the same. And it's a win-win because you're going to get a discount on something you would have bought anyway, and it helps. They give us a little bit back for the show. So we're going to have two more quick commercials here. Please stick around, and we will see you on the next show. Till then.
Take care.
Bye.
Do you love coffee? Well, you're not alone. Over 150 million Americans drink more than 400 million cups of coffee each day. But does your coffee love you as much as you love it? According to the University of Santa Maria in Brazil, the average coffee today contains up to 117 pesticides and over 30 mycotoxins. And long-term pesticide and toxin exposure has been linked to many health issues such as Parkinson's, asthma, depression, anxiety, ADD, ADHD, cancer, and more. So perhaps the problem is in your cup of coffee. But don't worry, Java Boost Coffee is here to help. With triple lab tested organic coffee, coconut cream, ginger, turmeric, and the newly discovered muscadine grape with over 100 antioxidants, and better still, no pesticides, mycotoxins, there's no roasting, brewing, grinding, measuring, or even sweetening. Java Boost Coffee reduces hunger and cravings, stabilizes blood sugar, and promotes mental energy and clarity. Just add a scoop of Java Boost to hot or cold water, and you're ready to enjoy the delicious cup of gourmet, healthy coffee for less than $2. How much are you paying for your unhealthy 117 pesticide and mycotoxin coffee? Look, we all love to drink coffee. Let's drink coffee that loves us back. Let's drink Java Boost Coffee. Simply go to cupofhealth.com today. That's cupofhealth.com. Be sure to use the promo code B4A and save 20%. You can even order a single sample of Java Boost Coffee for just $1 and try it before you buy it. Just go to cupofhealth.com and use the promo code letter B, number 4, letter A, and save 20% today.
In the early 1900s, like 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, wealthmanagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like them to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Beauty for Ashes with Tanya Joy. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you've enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed, and remember, you were created for such a time as this.